Blog Talk Radio.
Live Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you to Sister for this Wednesday, December the 16th, 2020. Now, at the top of the program, you heard Miss Christina Aguilera with Angels We Have Heard on High. Hallelujah. At the top of our program, we always begin with a praise song. So we are just praising the season and glorifying God for sending his son into the world on this Christmas season. Hallelujah. Now, I'm your host, Bishop Shalane Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful and blessed sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. And right now, I'm going to ask Evangelist Scott to come forth, hallelujah, and take us to the throne room. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much. If we can all just close our eyes and bow our heads as we go to the throne of grace near and far. Oh, gracious Father God, we come humbly before your throne of grace and mercy to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we love you.
Yes.
Just for being you and for blessing us, Father God. We thank you for just blessing us with hope for a brighter tomorrow, Father God. It's because of you, Lord Jesus, that we have joy, the joy that we have in our hearts right now, Father God. And we just thank you for being just who you are. Father God,
yes.
We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And
we're so thankful, careful,
to just ask you for forgiveness. And we repent, Lord God, of our sins.
Oh, God.
And we're just so thankful that you just raise us up and you just forgive us of them, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So thankful, Father God. And we just ask that you just dispatch your angels out right now.
Yes,
Father
Jesus.
God. They heal the world of all of its illness and all of its hurt and pain. And they protect the children, Father God, all over the world, and keep them safe from just all hurt and harm, Father God, from any shape, form, or fashion of harm that can come about any of the elderly, Father God, for their
that
come up against our elderly during this time of year, Father God. So we just ask
the
elderly and the handicapped are protected, Father God, with such a hedge of protection around this time of year, Father God. Shield them, Lord, from all the evil ways of the wicked right now, Lord God. We just ask for extra protection around your servant leaders right now, Father God.
Heal
them right now and protect their minds and keep them steadfast on you right now, Father God. That they keep bringing their sheep the word right now, Father God. They can stay steadfast on your word. We ask our nation capital, people in the capital, bless them right now to do the right thing, Father God, for the company.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I ask you, bless the homeless,
Lord,
and the hungry, the hopeless.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, bless them. And
yes, Lord God, touch Jesus.
Bless every sick and shut in person all over this world, Father God. Bless those who have to give gifts and those who don't have to give them. Father God, we know it's not about the gift under the tree, Lord. It's about you. Some people make it about a gift, but we need to put the you back in the giving, Lord Jesus. We
Lord. Amen.
You. People need to be introduced to you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And what they could give of a gift should be of you, Lord God. I ask that you just move all through this world
in
right
the
now,
name
God,
of Jesus.
In the name
and
of Jesus.
Fill
yes.
yourself
yes.
within your servant leaders and just impact them so that they could just dig into that word and give
glory.
It to their people.
Glory.
So
amen.
That their people will then filter it out into the world, Father God. If we want to spread something like a virus, let it be you, Father God. Let us spread
yes,
it
in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And we ask that you just continue to bless this ministry and all the servant leaders that are here.
Yes, Lord.
You just help us to continue to lift up the arms of Bishop Cook, Father God, and that she can continue to pour into us, and we all pour into the people of God that tune in.
Hallelujah, yes. Jesus.
We ask glory, all glory in the name of your darling Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross. Amen and thank God.
Amen and amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my beautiful sister, for that very, very powerful prayer. All right, saints of God, it's time to get down to the Father's business. The scripture that I'm going to be coming from tonight, you're going to hear a lot because it's Christmas time. But if you have your Bibles, please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. I'm going to be looking at verses 8 through 10. Dear Lord Jesus, I just come before your throne of grace, just asking that you empty me of self. Step into this body of clay, Lord. Use me as a vessel of honor, Father God, to edify, to educate, to encourage, Father God, your people. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would prepare their hearts and minds not only to receive, but to apply the word to their daily lives so that they can truly live an abundant life in you. And Lord God, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray that that situation would change today, right now, right here. And I pray it all in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The word of God reads in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Like I said, very familiar passage. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Over 2,000 years ago, the first preacher was an angel. And they came and they spoke. He spoke to the lowest of the low, the shepherds, as they were being about their business, tending their flock on that first Christmas so long ago. But tonight, I have a question for all of us. What will the angels of the Lord find you doing this Christmas? You see, for many of us, Christmas is really a very busy time. Oh, we get so lost in the hustle and the bustle of shopping and party planning. Many of us are just anxious during this time. We have so many things to do and so little time to get it done. And COVID has made it particularly frustrating trying to find and buy the perfect gifts for our loved ones this year. We can't gather as we do normally. And some of us have grown quite weary of those same faces in the house day in and day out. But saints, I came to tell you tonight, nevertheless, we are still blessed. And for me personally, I think it's really great that families are getting back to giving homemade gifts made with love from the heart. Because so many times we're so focused on the pressures of buying presents and preparing celebrations that we lose sight of what Christmas is all about, our Lord and Savior Jesus. And once the season's over, many of us, you know, we're scratching our heads and we might be left wondering if we ever even stopped and truly celebrated Jesus. We have to scratch our head and wonder if we truly reflected his love to others. You know, there are so many things that we can focus on. There are so many things that we can do at Christmas time. And generally, we focus a lot on our friends, our families, gifts, and givings. But it is imperative that through all of the shopping and all the decorating, that we focus on the true meaning of Christmas, Jesus and his birth. Meditate on who he is and what his birth and his life really means to us. So picture it. What would an angel of the Lord find you doing this Christmas? Well, I don't know about you, but I would like for the angel to find me praying. Because, you see, we should pray leading. We should pray during the Christmas season. And not just during the Christmas season, but all the time. But this is a season where the church can collectively focus on that meaningful moment in the life of Christ. We, as a body of believers, we can all focus on Jesus. And when we focus on him and his birth during this season, we'll get closer to him. And one of the beautiful gifts about prayer is that it opens up the Holy Spirit's presence and what the Holy Spirit is trying to communicate to us. It also helps our minds and our hearts center on what is really important. Christmas is a commemoration, a celebration, a moment of reflection in Jesus' life when he came to earth in the flesh. This was an incredible act of humility and love. And we should reflect on this moment with awe, reverence, and joy. And so we should be moved to be praying for those who are lost, for those who are sick, for those who are hurting, for those who are in need. So if an angel of the Lord comes, when the angel of the Lord comes down and would find me this Christmas, I would most certainly want them to find me praying.
Yeah.
The thing I want them to find me doing is giving thanks. You know,
amen.
Because Christmas, most of us are probably focused on three big things: food, family, and gifts. Now, in the spirit and the business of this season, again, we can become so focused on being prepared that we forget to be thankful. Now, I know that for the world, Thanksgiving is a holiday we typically associate with gratitude. But if you hang out here with us in Spirit Alive, you will know that we know, and we base this upon the Word of God, that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Therefore,
amen.
Christmas time is a time for us to be giving God the glory and to be thanking him. Now, say, God, listen to me. I know it's fun to receive gifts during the holiday, but we also need to focus on the gift of giving. Like we were saying on Monday, we have been gifted to be a gift to the body. We have been gifted to be a gift to the lost. We have been gifted to be a blessing, because the birth of Christ was a blessing. And at this time of the year, it reminds me once again of why I should be counting my blessings. You know, God wants us to take time to think about what's going on in our lives and be thankful for them. You know, it can be something as small as waking up this morning or having food on your table. Because you know what? Everybody didn't have that luxury today. So, you know, if the angel come right on Christmas, let that angel find, the angel of the Lord find us being thankful. You know, let us sit together on Christmas. Let us go around the room, just praise God and for one another and the gifts that we have as a family and as individuals. Let us just sit around and thank God for his indescribable gift, his son Jesus, because in him there are so many gifts that continue to give that if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough. Now, if the angel of the Lord came back to find me this Christmas,
Another thing I want them to find me doing is I would want them to find me with my nose all up in God's word. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you can't focus on God's word at Christmas time, well, you know, one way to begin the Christmas season is by reading the birth of Christ in the Bible, you know.
Yeah.
And you can do this by many ways. You can open your Bible and begin with the Christmas passages, which are Matthew 1:18 through chapter 5, Matthew 2:1 through 12, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1:26 through 38, and then Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And look, saints of God, we live in a digital age. So we don't even have to hold the book if we don't want to. We have an option.
Amen.
We can just go on our phones, hallelujah, and hit an app. And we can even do it as an audio book. Somebody will read the Christmas story for us, hallelujah. So we really don't have no excuse not to get into God's word this Christmas season. You know, start a tradition with, we should start traditions with our family, you know, read by reading the Christmas story. And, that was one of the things that my family did as when we were young. You know, we read the Christmas story and then we get to open one gift and then we had to go to bed and wait until the next day. So, you know, so if the angel of the Lord came back, that angel would need to find us praying. They would need to find us being thankful, and they would need to find us in God's word because we love him. If the angel of the Lord came back for me this Christmas, I want him to find me loving everybody. You know, just loving on people, because love is what moved the heart of God to act on behalf of us in the first place. Love is why he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to Christ, into the earth. He did it to rescue us in love. The act of love can be expressed in many ways. All great love stories can be discussed. Passionate love can be written about in books and on the big screen. But love that is expressed in action shows us that love exists. Just like this. The Bible tells us, but God proves his own love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We know God loves us because of Jesus' birth and because of the cross and because of his resurrection. God wants us to take the time during the Christmas season to just focus on his love. You know, if we just prepare, just spend time just thinking about, letting our hearts marinate on his love, we will find it is so much easier for us to be kinder, gentler, more compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we really let it begin to seep into our hearts, what a great demonstration that was, that he entered into this world of sin and he gave his life for us. Ooh, Lord have mercy. That's a gift worth spending time on. Now the next thing I would want an angel of the Lord to do, to find me doing if they came back came to visit me at Christmas, would be caring about other people. You know, even the world tries to get on board with this. There are many ways to focus on others, especially at Christmas. And one excellent way to do this is by choosing a child's name off a giving tree, or picking out gifts together as a family, or, you know, sometimes it might be something as simple or as sweet as delivering a meal and delivering it to somebody, you know. And I know because of COVID and everything, you can't have a lot of people up in your house, but, you know, you can still fix the meal bag it up nicely, knock it up, knock on the door. When you see them open their door, run. No. But when you just back and make sure you're social distance, you know. Maybe it's something as simple as putting cards in people's mailbox. I don't know. But I do know this. Christmas is the perfect time to give up yourself. Because every day people are faced with staggering circumstances. And it doesn't stop at Christmas time. See, right now, in this moment, somebody within the sound of my voice just had a marriage end. They had a loved one pass away. They just got that devastating test result back. So for them, the future is bleak. Their hearts are broken. They can't find no joy this Christmas season. You know. Right now, they might feel like Jesus has even forgotten about them. But you know what? That's where we come in. See, this
Amen.
Is the perfect time for us to remind them that on that first Christmas, those who were frightened and who were desperate and who were in need of the good news, hallelujah, they received it. And because an angel of the Lord came to them. And he told them directly. He addressed them directly.
Yes.
You see, we are reminded that Jesus is love, not only through his resurrection, but through his birth.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take the time to give of ourselves this Christmas. I want them to catch me giving of myself. I want them to catch me on the phone encouraging somebody. I want them to catch me a Christmas carol. I want them to catch me just doing some stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be thinking about other people. And I really want to hit this home. I want us to know, because I am personally saying, please, let the angel of the Lord find us spending time with those in need. You know, too often the elderly, the homebound, and those in hospices, skilled nursing homes, and assisted living facilities are forgotten at Christmas time. So one great way for us to show our love of Jesus and others is by spending some quality time with those that may not receive love from anywhere else during the Christmas season. You know? So
that's right.
We should, this would be a good time to volunteer, maybe, you know, go in and of course, you know, this is a great time to donate, you know, put some, you know, go through them closets, get them gently used clothes, whatever you need to do, but think about other people.
Amen.
Feed the hungry, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something else. We need to know that Christmas should be the most wonderful time of the year, but there are many children and their parents that they are in a depressing, a stressful situation, and they are overlooked because they're technically homeless. You know, they're not all the way out on the street, but they really don't have a place called home either.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
Please go check. These are the people that you need to go check in on, because Jesus' love will be reflected through our giving, however we give. And we should teach our children how to focus their hearts and their minds on others.
Yes,
so when the angel of the Lord comes, they'll find them giving too. You know. Now, the spirit of giving is abundant this time of the year. It really is. But you know what?
That's right.
We here at the Spirit Alive Network, we say, we want you to live Christmas every day. So,
Amen.
What will you do if the angel of the Lord comes to be? What will you be doing if the angel of the Lord comes to visit you this Christmas? Will they find you doing the things that are pleasing to God? Will they find you fasting and praying for the sick?
Jesus.
Will they find you
out giving food to the hungry? Or will they find you more being more concerned about how many poinsettias you have for your table? Or how your dress is going to look so, you're going to look so fabulous at the Christmas party. What is that, you know, what I liked about the shepherds was the shepherds were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They, you know, they weren't asleep on the job. They were tending, they were keeping watch, you know.
Yes.
We have been given, and I mean, and you have to understand, saints of God, shepherds were not highly regarded people. They were the lowest of the low. But yet, that's who God chose to tell the good news to first.
Amen.
So see, I want you to know that I don't want you to get hung up on COVID, your age, your, you know, or your disabilities. You're not handicapped. You're handicapable. You know,
amen.
Don't get caught up on what you in your eyes see, because see, that first Christmas, the angel of the Lord came down and spoke directly to those lowly shepherds in that field who were simply keeping their flock. Well, we have been given the good news as well. What are we doing to help keep God's flock? Are we being everything that we can be? Are we being that gift that can be key, that keeps on giving? So that's my question for you tonight. What you going to be doing? What you going to be doing if the angel of the Lord comes through to visit you? Over to you, Evangelist Michelle.
Why, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you for that, Bishop. Well, if the angel of the Lord came to visit me, excuse me, I know that I'll be feeding. I'm always feeding the homeless, and not just the homeless, and the people in my apartment, giving leftovers to my son and his wife to take and feed to when they're here, and they take back and feed as well. But also, we have these trivial cards, these gospel trivial cards. I got them from a party, and you know, and they just tell, you know, there's all different kind of trivial questions in the Bible. But I found out that, you know, you can just take these cards and you can actually make your own trivial card, like Bishop was saying, you know, start your own traditions with your families. And so, like, when my grandkids come over, you know, we can just get index cards from the Dollar Tree and just, you know, you can put down all the names of the disciples and write different questions and have the kids to, you know, try their smarts at it and see, you know, the boys against the girls, or the mothers against the fathers and stuff, and just have some fun when they come over. If you're gonna have some family over. So that's some things that you can do. We're gonna be praying, we're gonna be giving thanks, just as Bishop said. We're gonna be doing a lot of teaching, because with the nursing and the teaching skills that I have, I'm forever teaching my grandchildren and my children something. So we'll be teaching books of the Bible. We are always talking about Christmas. We're talking about the birth of Jesus, and we have newer members in the family. Jeffrey Jr. has another, he has a one-year-old now, and he's and a three-year-old. So they're deeply in, you know, getting in that word, and I'm so thankful for that. So just teaching them the Bible story, as Bishop was talking about. So we have a lot of the biblical Christmas stories and stuff on that we can play for them on the TV. So just letting them see the cartoon version versus the theatrical version, so they can see the differences. So that's some things that we'll be teaching them and showing them. Going door to door, we know that it's COVID, but I do have a few people here in my apartment that are close to me, and they come and see about me. So there's little baskets that I have gotten together that my children are going to help me to go and surprise and take to them to just
Amen.
Show
praise
how
God.
Grateful that I am to them throughout the year of them always coming and checking and seeing about me.
That's beautiful.
I used to worry about what if my husband's not home or my kid's not home and I have a medical emergency and my neighbor told me, oh, we'll get you out of there. Oh, we'll get you out of there. And
Amen.
They always come to my aid. And so it's good to know that you're not alone, because sometimes you feel like that when you get up in
yes.
age or your body is not working, you
right.
know, like you used to, or your kids are, you know, all grown up and gone and they move different places or whatever, you know, or you move like Bishop to another city, state, town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just wonder what, and so these people are there. So I'm going to be doing that. We do a thing just like Thanksgiving. We do Christmas as well. So everybody goes around, even the kids. We even joke and have the dogs there and the dogs bark, you know, and we say they're thankful, you know. So
Amen.
Everybody go around and say what they're thankful for.
That's beautiful,
they say what they're thankful for. And, you know, we don't take nothing for granted. Even if the grandkids just say, my eyes, because there are eyes. Everybody can see, you know, my
Amen.
Hands.
Amen. Right.
You know, I tell them that's good. You know, you're clapping. You know, you can clap. Maybe somebody can't clap. So I let them know, just like a teacher say, there's no dumb question, but, you know, the one you didn't ask, or no stupid question or silly question. You just didn't, you know, the
right.
one you didn't ask. So we're going to just God and be loving to one another and caring to one another. And that's pretty much, you know, we're just going to continue
yes.
to love and be caring and kind and uplift the name of God and
yes,
share.
Yes, hallelujah.
Each other to share, you know, that's pretty
yes.
much what we're going to do. And not just on Christmas, but every day.
But every day, yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Oh, that's awesome. And see, that's what we're talking about. What will that angel of the Lord find you doing this Christmas? You know, and it's not just about the giving of the gifts. He gave us gifts. You know, will he find your heart clear? You know, will he find it free of grudges? Will he find it free of unforgiveness? You know,
mm-hmm.
will he find that your joy, you have joy down in your soul, that you really are, you understand the hope of Christmas, the peace of Christmas, that you really are, you know, in that space. You're living for him. You're totally engaged with him. You know, your heart is full because you are not holding any grudges against anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're in a right position to hear from God in this Christmas season what you need to be doing to bless other people. Because, and like my sister said, everybody, just because people have ears don't mean they can hear. Just
Amen.
Because they have eyes does not mean they can see.
Amen.
So, you know, what would that angel of the Lord find you doing? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to open up the lines, and we want you to share
some things that you do, past and present, because you know what? Some people, they want to do things, and it's not that they're lazy. It's not necessarily that they're afraid. It's like they haven't thought of it. You know, they haven't. So maybe you might have something that you can share that might be a springboard to stir up their gifts. And, or, you know, maybe you'll be thinking about what, you know, something that you can do that can lead somebody else to Jesus or lead them into a place of forgiveness with another family member or what have you. So at this time, as I look around, I see we do have a Spirit Alive family here, and I do. So if you have a comment or a question or a praise, or you would just like to share with us what the angel of the Lord will find you doing this Christmas, please press your 1 and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to start. I heard you, Mother Apostle, I heard you over there. Amen. Good. I know you have something. So while I am scrolling, Mother Apostle, come on in the room, and perhaps I know you do a lot, so you'd share with us your thoughts.
One second. I'm here. I'm moving from one area to the other. Well, just one moment. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Oh, thank you. All right. Yes. What I heard was really good and just beautiful, because what we want to do is share and show our love to others. And this year, I would say even more than ever before, because so many people have suffered and have gone through more than before. And it's going to be different with us this year, because when we were in the building, in the church building, we always had, we celebrated Christmas with members and others that would come. We would share the Sunday before Christmas, unless Christmas fell on a Sunday, and we would feed the people. Well, I'm going to still do that, but it'll just be a little different. People will be coming by to pick up food to cook, as well as food already cooked to eat. And every one of the things I do every year is I take time out and call loved ones that I haven't talked to in a long time, and just share my love with them, and read scriptures, pray. So that will definitely be going on, and praising the Lord. I plan to have a few people over, and we will be definitely praising the Lord and sharing our love and just doing what we do all the time. But it'll be extra special, because we will be definitely celebrating Jesus. And
that's right.
So that's what we're going to do. But we'll be sending out food to the homeless as well. And if it's nice enough outside, we plan to have a little group here and do some singing, some Christmas caroling, like that. And I'm thinking of other things that we may do as well. So just to enjoy being with others. Or even if it's on the phone, or however we do it, or Zoom, or whichever way, we're going to share the love of Christ.
Amen. And see, that's another wonderful thing when we share
with one another, because you know we might have things that we do, but now that COVID has hit, we might have to do things a different way. And you know, people need to know, you know, they might want to hear that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to Mother Mattie. I saw that she had pressed her one. So Mother Mattie, come on in the room. Good evening, ma'am. God bless you.
Good evening. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God bless you, Evangelist Scott. God bless everyone that's tuning in. She said it was well said, very beautiful, Bishop Cook. And Evangelist Michelle Scott, you really prayed a beautiful prayer. I say the same thing about Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. And I'm going to say the same thing about Christmas. Every day is Christmas.
Yes.
Amen.
We should show love to everybody. 365 days in a year. And we should always remember, not just on Christmas Day when Jesus was born, but we should always remember and never forget. Jesus was born to save the world. He was born to save us from our sins. He's born to save mankind. In the flesh, we should remember at all times, not just on Christmas, but all the time. Remember that. Give thanks unto Him because He is worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Mother Mattie? She must be having a little technical difficulty. Well, Mother Mattie, if you can hear us, there you go. If you can hear us, Mother Mattie, we love you and we pray that that your phone clicks back in, but God is good because she made some good points. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to go now to Mother Givens. Good evening, Mother Givens.
Well, good evening and happy holidays to all of you. And those were very well-spoken words by all of you.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful to be alive and be able to share my love to others. I cook a lot, and I usually cook meals. And if my granddaughter can drop something off, I'll have that person that I'm doing it to give to, have them come by and pick it up. I make so many telephone calls. That's my thing. I love to talk.
Amen.
And give praise to the God. And I'm just so thankful for just being here and being able to do the things that I like to do. Today I went to the cemetery to put flowers on my husband's grave and my two children. And that was a blessing just to put a live poinsettia and see the beautiful flowers and just to give talk to them and be able to come back home and be strong and thankful for what I was allowed to do. But I'm not going to keep you, but I just want to say I love all of you and keep me in your prayers, and I will be talking to you and listening.
Amen. God bless you, Mother.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, we got Mother Matt T back, and we saw that you were having technical difficulties, so we're glad you're back in the house, Mother Matt T.
Yes, ma'am. I did have difficulty, but I was just saying that. Yeah, I was saying we pray for our enemies, the ones that we know that don't care nothing about us. We have to pray for them as well. And that's one thing the world needs more of is love. It's not enough love.
Yes.
And I believe that's why we're going through COVID-19, because the Bible says if we humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, speak the Lord, then He will hear from heaven, and He will hear the land, and He'll automatically heal His people until everybody's obedient to that. I feel like this is not, things is not going to be the same. This is not going to leave no time soon. But if we just trust, depend, and just lean and depend on the Lord, He will bring this to pass. So Jesus is the reason for the season. It's really not about the gifts. It's about the gift that keeps on giving, and it's about Jesus. So if we can just remember always to just try to love one another, help one another all the time, whatever you can do to help somebody else, do that. Pray for somebody, you know, even if they don't say pray for them in any way. You know, that's what the Lord would require us to do.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mackie. We are now going to go down Amen. Beautiful. We are now going to go down and talk to Apostle and Prophetess Holloway. Good evening, family. Would you like to have a word this evening?
Yes, we would. Good evening. And we just thank God for the Christmas season. And I was thinking when you first came on, when we first came in, and you were talking about what is everyone going to do. And I said, well, Lord, we're not doing too much of anything. But then he reminded me, we are. We're usually with my 95-year-old auntie up there in Litchfield Park. It takes about 45 minutes to get there, but since we're social distancing, we won't be with her and my cousin this year, but we will be on the telephone. We're usually on the telephone quite a bit, and we are being a blessing to the neighbors. And so I've already bought those little tins of cookies, and so we're going to give out the tins of cookies to our four or five neighbors, and we'll do that social distancing. We won't run away from the door. We will pass them the cookies and tell them you know, thank them for being good neighbors and being sweet and kind to us. So that's about what we're going to be doing, showing love.
Amen.
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 Here's
thank
Apostle.
You, Lord.
God bless. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise and glory for
Amen.
This season. Yes, yes, we have the pandemic, but we thank God for all that we can do, taking care of, looking at the neighbors. Thanksgiving, we had dinner. We I sat up all night cooking, but this Christmas won't be up all night. But we share with our neighbors what we can. In the past
Amen.
Years, when we was in Stockton, California, and in Georgia, we was always helping other. We would work with other ministries, and we would feed the homeless, and go to the men's shelter, and feed the men into shelter. So we are down here, and we look after our neighbors. So we give God praise, and glory, and honor that we're able to do what we can do. So we know that the future's going to come and the pandemic is going to go, and we'll be able to take care of our neighbors.
Yeah.
We usually, on Christmas, if we usually have a crowd here at the house, and but this year we won't be having anybody, but we go, as the prophet has said, we'll go and share some cookies with the neighbors. So we share the love of Christ with our neighbors. So
every day,
we thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is so beautiful. So, you know, if you
Amen.
Haven't, if you didn't have, you know, we, of course, we want the angel of the Lord to find us doing the things of God, but most importantly, having the attitude of our Father. That's how we truly honor the birth of Christ, is by living in a way that pleases Him. And I just want the ministry to know that your bishop has been out and been busy. We have been feeding the homeless by giving out $5
gift cards here. Subway has, you can get a sandwich and a drink for less than $5. And we have been quite successful in handing those out. So I just want to, and whenever I do anything, I don't do it in my name. I do it in the name of the ministry so that they will know that I don't do what I do alone, that there is a group of people that stand behind me. I have cooked every holiday since I've been in my new home for my neighbors. I've already baked my cookies, sent my Christmas cards. I'll be making phone calls, and that's all great things to do. But for me, I'm more concerned about having the right focus. Helping others to have the right focus, you know, because there's going to be, you know, believe it or not, there's going to be little kids out there that they're not going to get those nifty new toys that they want. But they still need to know that they're loved. They need to know that it wasn't because they don't have value. They need to know that they have so much value to the Lord. And so we need to be, you know, just being mindful of those that are less fortunate, how others may be feeling. You know, my mother told me something that stuck with me a long time ago. It's a blessing when we are being blessed, but sometimes we need to remember that when we, you know, how we express that. Because sometimes when you're just, you know, because your blessing, you can come across as if you're flaunting your blessing, and that makes other people realize, you know, what they don't have, you know. So we need to be mindful that, you know, we are being blessed. Look, if your husband goes and gets you a new Mercedes, we praise God for your husband and you, if that's what a Mercedes is what you want. But you know what? Every woman's husband can't buy her a Mercedes, okay? So she doesn't necessarily need you to go around and, you know, drive down the street and honk and wave and, you know, you go on and on and on about what your car does. You know, let's be mindful. Let's truly be loving. Let's truly be giving. Let's truly be gracious. Let's let the angel of the Lord find us being about our Father's business. Just as those shepherds were tending to those sheep, being about their business, let's be about our Father's business. And if we are servant leaders, we are called to gather up the lost sheep. So this Christmas, if you're a servant leader, you should be out more than anybody sharing the good news of the birth of the Lord.
Thank you, sis.
You should be out praying with some of everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
You should be calling everybody on your, and you should be calling everybody in your Rolodex, in your congregation.
Yes.
Okay. Just because we have a, you know, Paul and Silas taught us, they showed us, we can be physically put in a prison, inside of a prison. But when we are free in the Lord, COVID, disaster, turmoil, chaos will not stop us from doing the things of God.
Amen.
It will not stop us from being about our Father's business.
Right.
So I just pray that, this Christmas season, that we think about, just imagine, you know, we just doing our little thing, and all of a sudden, this beautiful angel of the Lord just shows up and looks over your shoulder and says, what you doing? Now, you know it would be a rhetorical question, but you know. We want the angel of the Lord to find us pleasing unto God. So I just pray that you all continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. I want to thank my sister Michelle, hallelujah, for just always bringing it and being on point. And, you know, she does all the things she does
And she, you know, even with the medical conditions that she has, the and all of us, we're all going through things, but I praise God for the fact that we still are getting the Father's business done. We are,
amen.
You know, we are one step at a time. Now, we might not can hop up and do it like we used to, but, you know, we're getting it done. And that's all that God, and that's really what, that is what really shows the Lord, that we live Christmas every day, and we know that it's His birthday that we're celebrating.
Yes.
So on behalf of myself and my phenomenal sister, Evangelist Michelle, hallelujah, we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. On tomorrow, we're going to be having a very innovative conversation about Kwanzaa and about the ideology behind it and how it is dealt with. Teacher Vassar will be teaching this class, and I think it's going to be good. And, you know, because like, just like we live Christmas every day, we live Thanksgiving every day, you hear the sound of my voice, I'm African-American. I am Black history. We live Black history every day, too. So we will be discussing that and teaching the children about Kwanzaa. And we will be having some discussions around that. So we pray that you will join us on tomorrow. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed, you know, blessed weekend, and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. So from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. And remember,
amen,
we love you, and so does the Lord. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night.
God
bless you, and we love you.
Good night. We love you.
Wait a minute. Something is wrong with it. Oh, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I'm like, what's wrong with this phone? I'm around this house.
I was just depressed. What's wrong with this song?
Yeah, I'm like, what's really going
on? I know that's right. Cynthia, I know you on the comeback, but I'm trying to let my sister not have to do too much for a little bit till after the first of the year.
Yeah, it's been raining out here.
Huh? Don't go to jail, sister.
Girl, you just don't know the stuff that they put in the suit with your niece.
What?
They're trying to not let her graduate.
Oh, Lord. No, they better think again. They got to rethink that. They better get another thought.
Got the dang on computer locked up. She can't even get in her classes. But how she can't get in her classes. But the dang on thing is due tomorrow, because you know tomorrow the teacher talking about, if you can't call me, I mean email me. Okay, well, she emailing you, you not emailing her back, you not
opening
up the classes. So you know, and I've been on the phone, the stupid counselor. I don't even type her a dang on six. Okay,
they just doing too much, sis. They really are.
This long old letter, and she was talking about, oh, well, a lot of the seniors are having issues. She needs to talk to her teacher. First of all, she's talking about the two classes that they added. First of all, I ain't even say nothing about the two classes, y'all.
Right.
Y'all knew y'all was wrong for adding them two classes on her in the first place. Ain't nobody should be having all them dang on class with everybody outside. She got eight. Okay, that was y'all mistake. Why she got
right?
And y'all let and all of them kids last year pass, and they got F's and stuff. And y'all let her pass. This girl got medical clearance and everything. Do you know none of the teachers have her IEP?
Wow.
Counselors, nobody got it. Nobody?
Nobody.
So I'm like, okay, none of y'all got her stuff. Ain't nobody called and asked me, Miss
Scott,
can you send it to me? And everybody,
you got it.
Ain't nobody said, excuse me, ma'am, can you send me a copy?
No, I know you operate like me. You know what? It's scanned onto your computer, and you can make as many copies as they feel like losing.
So I'm like, okay, so y'all wait till all of this jump off, and then you want to talk about, oh, well, she might not be able to do this. No, no, see, we about to have a problem because my daughter done went through too much. This is my last one.
No.
We just got through ordering cap and gown last night. Don't come to me with this bull crap. I ain't got time.
She gonna graduate, honey. She gonna graduate.
And she gonna take her picture Saturday.
And she gonna take her picture.
Yeah. Since her stuff, I'm like, this lady on the phone talking about, I don't think, no, I don't think she'll be able to. I'm gonna give her to Friday, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, just don't stress. Whatever you do. And then the dang on computer shut down. Why they got to issue you your test is what I don't understand. She could have been done with this if you just let the kids do their work. Why you got to say, let me unlock this for you?
Yeah.
Let me unlock this.
Just let them do their work. They know what they're supposed to be doing.
Some kids like to just work all day long. Let the girl do it.
They'll do anything right now, even schoolwork.
Exactly.
They so bored, honey. They'll do anything right now.
Because Nene be up 4 o'clock in the morning. Because her sleep pattern is all off.
Yeah.
Sundown. So I'm like, I'd be like, go to sleep, go to sleep. One teacher kept saying, last year, how she was up 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So she was like, you got to go to sleep. We got to fix this. You got to go to sleep. Because she see on the computer what time she up.
Right.
She can't be up like this. I said, look, I done tried. She want to sleep all day and be up all night and early in the morning and go to bed, 6 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning and sleep. And hey, long as the work getting done, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, let her do her work where she wants to do it. Long as it's getting done right.
Gee, I'm like, whatever. She,
yeah. Oh, Mother Mac T was on the roll, baby. She got so happy she couldn't literally see her herself up.
I was like, what happened?
She hung herself up. I didn't do nothing. No, I would. You know what? I never would cut an old person off. You know,
cut that woman off. She was going for it, and then they'll just.
But she got happy and cut herself off.
She went click.
Yep. But you know what she did? Her face hit the phone is what it did. I do it.
Wow.
I've done it. I've hung up on myself.
Then I have them hoop earrings on. I do that. I'm a hoop earrings on.
You know?
Be like click, click, click.
Yeah.
What was that your boy talking about? What's his name?
Apostle.
Yeah.
Girl.
I forgot the question.
What was they going to be doing? And my thing is, you might.
The question was, what was you going to be doing this Christmas night?
Yeah, exactly. What was the angel of the Lord, what will the angel of the Lord find you doing this Christmas? That was the question.
Not 5 Christmases ago, right? Okay.
Shut up, Christmas, Dale.
I'm just checking too.
Yeah, no, I did not say 5 Christmases ago. I said this Christmas.
They said this Christmas. What are you saying?
This Christmas. Not last Christmas, not 25 Christmases ago. This Christmas.
Dog, leave that bed alone and start dragging it through this house.
Because you know what? And I don't know what, you know, when people get a certain age, if, you know, nobody says you got to sit down. But if you done worked hard for the kingdom and you want and you need to sit down or what have you, what's wrong with just saying, you know, I was out there in them trenches and, you know, I'm blessed to, I've been, the Lord has told me to sit down for a while, you know.
So
there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I told him, sometimes he'll move. Maybe I tried to explain. I said, you know what? I said, for me personally, my thing is, I said, when I wake up, Apostle Holloway, all I'm thinking about is my family. How I'm thinking about what can I do? I'm looking, I'm listening, I'm praying, I'm listening for your strengths, and I'm thinking of things that I can do that plays to your strengths so that you all can be your best and shine in excellence for the Lord, you know? And I said, I ain't got time to be thinking about what I did 10 years ago. I don't.
Wow.
Because I got too much, I got stuff I'm trying to get done now.
Right. You know, I ain't had time to be like on Facebook. So I try to click on every now and then.
Yeah.
But what happened? Or who? You know, I looked at your post.
Yeah.
I looked at your post and you said something about somebody trying to tell you something. Like,
oh, child. No. You know what? A lot of time, baby. It don't be that nobody's done did anything or said anything. It's just, you know, I'll be sitting there and I'll see something on TV or who knows what triggers some of the thoughts. If that's what it says, what's on your mind? I go, you know what? I tell you what's on my mind.
It triggered me because something like that had just happened to me. And
yeah, because you don't know.
I was like, are we having a duplicate day?
I'd be like, wow.
No, I was like, pick me up off the floor.
Because it was like, but it does. It cracks me up because it's like, don't come and look, while you out there drinking and partying and still doing what you were doing, baby, you know, when you was finding yourself, when you was finding Jesus, when you, before you even had a mind to listen for the call of Jesus, I was already working for him. No, but that really does bug me. Had nobody get it like yesterday or nothing, but I just, that day or nothing, it just bugged me.
Yeah, girl, it just happened.
Look, they learned one scripture, girl, one. You hear me?
Wear it out.
Come on. Oh, people are telling me. Well, you know, you should do live streaming. Oh, our blog talkers, and I'm looking at them like, are you serious right now? You better go Google me. I think you need to go Google me. Please go Google me.
Google me, baby. Go ahead, baby.
You'll see. I've been having a long, warm and loving relationship with Vlog Talk for a long time. Go Google me. There's over 3,000 programs out there to prove it. Come talking to me like I said, over 10, almost 14 years ago, I've been doing this, and people, oh, that ain't no real church. I said, now that everybody got to get on the internet and get on a conference call, you know, now all of a sudden, not only is it real, it's relevant. Oh, wow.
Now that part is funny. That part is hilarious.
Hey, I'll put that's what I put on Facebook.
I'm y'all got me rolling on that.
I say exactly what I mean to say. I don't bite my tongue.
Okay, let's go.
Because, you know, and this one broad sitting up there talking about, well, I'm a pastor of a brick and mortar church, so what? And? How many people are coming to the Lord? How many people are being delivered? How many people are getting breakthrough? You can sit a pulpit all day long, and just because you sit a pulpit, that don't make you no pastor. So? Well, baby, don't you know you can't be out here thinking because you're in a brick and mortar church, you can't be out here thinking you better than people that choose to effectively do the will of God. You know, we out here people coming to the Lord, people getting saved. What you doing? I want to say, what you doing? Are you visiting your sick and shut in? Are you going into the prisons? We are. On the radio, I'm going for real.
So many of them, not even gonna open back up.
Nope. So then, what they gonna do?
They shouldn't. They
And you know what's gonna be sad about it? While this is a novelty, some is hanging on because this is a novelty. Oh, we're just getting through COVID. But if they find out they ain't gonna open them churches up. And they don't look, and slow they gonna look. Them people gonna be sitting up in there looking out. They gonna be looking out of their screen at empty screens.
Hey. Hey. They ain't gonna never open back up. When I sent you that thing for Virgil
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I'm on Instagram. I get him.
Because I said,
I follow.
Because it's a phone number. I ain't never had it. Jeff always had it. I always listen to Jeff.
So now I'm calling into that number on Monday. You said Monday. Did you mean Sunday?
Saturday?
Well, you, honey, you didn't put Saturday on there. Let me tell you what you put.
Let me tell you what
you put. You put, I'll be rendering the word for Cousin Virgil Sunday. Juju's Monday morning at 8 o'clock. He's out of L.A. The call-in number is,
bless my heart.
Bless your heart. So it's Saturday at 8 a.m. I got to call this number.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
Lord. Because I said, I was going to ask you, that's why I'm calling, because I'm like, that don't even sound right.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Then I said,
you put money.
Because, look, and then I said, wait a minute. Oh, he put a number, and then under the number, he put a code. But I didn't see the code the first time, so I was like, oh, did I even put the code on there for her? Then I was like, oh, my bad. So let me ask her, did I even put the code on there?
Let me see, did you put the code on here? Now you got me looking, child. Because I didn't see no code. I seen a phone number. Let me look at this real good here. Okay. 1-712-770-5605. No code.
Okay, because he sent the little spot commercial thing, and then that.
Well, just share that with me.
I just got it today.
You know what? You're too slow.
I don't be knowing.
You too slow. I'm supposed to be getting stuff ASAP.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. You know I'm being. Don't you start that I'm sorry, miss. You know I'm playing with you.
Nene told me, your mama, why you don't go on your Instagram? I said, man, I don't got time for that. I'm doing.
I can barely see on Facebook.
I told her, I said, I'm doing something. She said, you need to leave. We do that every now and then. I told her, I'm helping you too, girl. I said, I'm helping you trying to get these dang on teachers right.
Yeah. I hear you.
I thought you were gone, boy. Honey boom.
Honey booms. I got it all out here today. I got our promos out for next week. My cousin.
You got some promo? Dang, I say my sister ain't playing.
No, I ain't playing. I want this to be, you know, shoot, no. But tomorrow it's going to be good because, see, my cousin Teresa, she going to teach about Kwanzaa, but we're going to talk about some attitudes because I know what she means, and it really made me mad. You can Hanukkah, Christmas, you can go to any dollar store and you can get paper plates that have the decorations for Hanukkah or Christmas on them for a dollar. Or $3,
right.
You know.
Right.
I wanted the same thing for Hanukkah, 8 plates, $14.
What?
Yes. So, you know, even if we want to celebrate our culture and heritage, they're going to make us do it at a premium, honey.
Whoa, $14.
14 for 8 plates.
Wow. And where was that at?
Ask my cousin Teresa. She seen it too. I think when she was somewhere, it wasn't in the dollar store though, I don't think. But it was maybe a dollar, a Dollar General or you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no you know what I'm saying? It was supposed to be one of the stores where you get stuff cheap.
Bake.
You know?
So
And just the attitudes about it, you know. Yeah, we know it ain't a religious holiday, but Spirit of Love is about our culture, our history, our heritage as well.
And being equal.
And that's where we feel, you know, no matter what, we don't never get to be equal. They don't never, you know, everything that they, if we get anything, they give it to us with one hand and take it from us with the other one.
Exactly, and throw in some toes.
Yeah, right. Throw in a couple of that. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night.
That's
you know, and then and just the fact that they don't even teach, you know, this ain't something that they teach in schools, and this ain't something that, you know, now look, what really makes me mad, and I have seen this, is white people. You know, like that would blow people like would be Sylvester's friends, some of Sylvester's friends, white people. Kwanzaa come, oh, they have the candle, they have everything, girl. They have it like you would think they came from Africa, okay?
Wow.
And you know what? It's high, and they have it sitting up in their house, and they don't even know the significance of it.
Okay.
We know the significance of it, and we can't afford to buy it and put it in our house.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of craziness is that?
That's sad. That's sad that they had that stuff that they didn't hide in their soap.
Yeah, I know, and we're going to talk about it because I want it to be known. We ain't having this mess. Y'all better break it off. No, that's why I be whistleblowing on global radio.
Okay. So that don't make no sense.
No, it don't. You know, if I can get them Hanukkah plates blue with the little stars and Davids all over them and the cup, the matching cups, and all of that. If I can get that for a dollar, you better give me some Hanukkah plates for a dollar.
Yeah, because you should be able to get
everything equally.
I've seen them doggone cups in the 99-cent store.
That's what I'm saying.
And they had the little dreidel toys, too.
Exactly. Now, if I can go in a dollar store and get all of that, you know.
Yep. They had the little dreidel toys.
How come I can't find nothing for Quan?
Okay.
Heck, look, we ain't even asking for nothing but a couple of some cups and some plates and some napkins with a little kente cloth around the board. And you know,
okay.
We're not asking for nothing elaborate. Look, we want them that you're trying to sell us for $14. We want them to be sold for 50 cents because there's only 8 of them in there.
Yep, I remember that. That was out here in
Exactly.
When I seen that dreidel in that them blue cups.
Yep.
They had the tablecloth and the napkins and all that stuff.
Tablecloth, they have the nap, they have everything for a Hanukkah and Christmas.
And ain't got nothing.
And that look, yeah, well, we got a few napkins sitting up there, a few little plates, talking about $14. She said, and you know I left the, oh, and like our candles, like we put in I forgot what they call it, but the seven candles, $20.
Yeah.
Seven candles, $20.
Yeah. See, they do.